Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of September 29, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Hello, fall. We know that there can be more warm days to come, but at least the really hot weather seems to have broken down for now. Let's keep it hot on the lanes, though. Many thanks to our new subs for stepping up tonight, that's Friday, to fill in open slots. We can always use more, so contact Sharon at 919-740-2398 if you would like to come out. If you need a sub or you want to sub, please call Sharon after 8 a.m. at 919-740-1073 on Sundays. If you have a spot, it will be confirmed on Thursday. The lane assignments for week 2, lane 35, team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 36, team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 37, team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 38, team 7, Hangmen. Lane 39, team 2, Strike Time. Lane 40, team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 41, Team 1, Sharpshooters, and Lane 42, Team 3, Gunslingers. The subs for September 29, Lane 35, Team 6, out Carla Smith and in Alfonso Taylor. Lane 37, Team 5, out Jenna Meck, in Jerry Graham. Out Marjorie Hurd, in Matt Bowers. Out Miriam Dixon, in Loretta Tony. Lane 40, Team 4, out Darwishi Adams, in John Rubisam. Out Kaisha Adams, in Toretta Taylor. Lane 42, Team 3, out Sharon Benton, no sub. We are saddened to report the passing of another outlaw. Robert McKittrick passed away Tuesday evening this week at Duke Medical Center. For those who don't know him, Robert bowled with the Outlaws a few years ago. He is the father of Carla Smith's son, Stephen. There is no memorial service planned at this time. Please keep Stephen, Carla, and Robert's family in your prayers. For residents using Go Raleigh Access, we are now reporting that when you receive your evening call, you should be getting the name of the company picking you up. If you are not receiving your calls, please contact the call center at 919-996-3459 so they can check your file to ensure that you are set to receive them in their system. Dispatch staff are working on the weekends. On Saturday, they are live and answering calls between 4:15 a.m. and 9 p.m. and on Sunday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. You can schedule the next day's trips as during the week. Also, if you are traveling on the weekend and your taxi does not come to pick you up within the time frame you are scheduled, please contact dispatch at 919-996-3459 and they will send another taxi to you. While we are seeing improvements, there are ongoing issues, but they are being addressed. Please continue to let us know about your experiences so that they can be addressed. And please continue to document them to sharonbenton@gmail.com. In your email copy of this newsletter, you will find a list of 34 taxi companies along with their contact information. Sanction dues of $29 will be due as soon as possible after we start bowling. This is $20 for the ABBA, $6 for the SBBA, and $3 for the CBA. Please get your sanctions in by the first weekend of October. We have to get them turned in. Locker fees of $35 will be due to the alley as by October 1. If you want to get a locker, check the desk at the alley. Challenged Athletes grant applications are now open. See https://www.challengedathletes.org/programs/grants to apply for more information. Leticia Adams is willing to help people put their applications in, but she needs all required information no later than October 15. The deadline for applications to be submitted is November 3. The Wake Federation of the Blind will be selling shelled peanuts during our bowling nights. Monies raised will support the work of our chapter. We will begin selling the peanuts on the night of September 29th. The peanuts are $4 per bag. The SBBA Fall Tournament, October 27. And that is into the 29th in Winston-Salem. You will have to sanction with SBBA and have a book average from the ABBA from the last year or 12 games this year by October 1. In order to participate in this tournament, but not our one-day tournament events, note that the hotel reservation deadline was September 26, and as of noon on Friday, September 29, there were still rooms available for Friday and Saturday. Also note that if you plan to participate in this tournament, you must have your sanctions paid and you must have a book average from last year. Here's some tournament information. We'll be staying at the Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast. The rooms are $119 plus tax for a double queen or king room. The phone number to call for reservations is 336-893-7540. And when making reservations, let them know you are with the SBBA, the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association, in order to get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 26, as we noted, but as of Friday the 29th, reservations were still available. Reservations after the cutoff date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Bolero Lane, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. The phone number is 336-765-8009. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate because we value your opinions. Then from 8 until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. On Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., and again at noon if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. We will have pre-ordered T-shirts this year for the price of $25 each. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. Now, I'll wrap up important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 27 through 29. Entry deadline date, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Best Western Plus Haines Mall Hotel, 3330 Silas Creek Parkway, Winston-Salem, NC, 27103. Phone number 336-893-7540. Room rate $119 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff September 26, but on September 29, as noted above, there were still some rooms available. Bowling Center, Bolero Lanes. Address, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, NC, 27103. Phone number, 336-765-8009. Entry fees, regular tournament, $70, master tournament, $25. Now, the SBBA Masters Competition. The format of the Masters Competition in the SBBA tournament is different than ABBA and different from our old CBA shootout. The format is as follows. First round. The first round of competition will consist of five games. Scores from the team event will be used for the first three of the five games of the first round. The remaining two games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane, and each pair of lanes will alternate. Bowlers will have 50 minutes to complete these two games. The eight bowlers in each division with the highest total pin fall from the five games will advance to the next round. In the event of a tie for eighth place, the tie will be broken by a two-frame roll-off, ninth and tenth frame. If there is still a tie, additional tenth frames will be rolled until the tie is broken. Ties for first through seventh places will be seeded by drawing seed from the hat. Second round. The bowlers will be ranked from seed one, highest total pin, from round one to seed eight. This round is one game match play elimination. The bowlers are matched as follows, seed one versus seed eight. Winner advances to finals as seed 1. Seed 2 versus seed 7. Winner advances to finals as seed 2. Seed 3 versus seed 6. Winner advances to finals as seed 3. Seed 4 versus seed 5. Winner advances to finals as seed 4. These games will be bowled with two bowlers per lane. The bowlers who are matched against each other will be on the same lane. Bowlers will alternate lanes. Bowlers will have 25 minutes to complete this game. The winner of each match advances to the step ladder final. Step ladder finals. The finals will be bowled as follows. Each division will bowl its championships on one pair of lanes separating each division. In the first game of the final, seed 4 will bowl one game against seed 3. The loser will finish in fourth place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 2. The loser will finish in third place. The winner will bowl one game against seed 1. The loser will finish in second place. The winner is the champion. In the finals, the order of bowling will be as follows. The high seed will bowl first. They will bowl one frame. The lower seed will bowl two frames, one frame on each lane. The high seed will bowl two frames, one on each lane. Then the bowlers will bowl two frames at a time, one on each lane until the low seed rolls the 10th frame. Bowlers will alternate lanes. The high seed will choose their starting lane. The low seed will start on the other lane. Two lanes on the end away from the finals will be available for first and second seeded bowlers to practice. A bowler may practice once the game prior to their match is being bowled. Prior to the first match of the finals, both bowlers get two practice balls on each lane. In each of the remaining games, the bowler who won the previous game does not get additional practice. The other bowler, the higher seed, gets two practice balls on each lane. Got it? Sounds complex, but those are the rules. Assistive Technology Expo. Are you a person with a disability or a friend of a person with a disability who benefits from assistive technology? Well, if you'd like to learn more and see what's new, come to the Assistive Technology Expo on Thursday, October 5 from 9 to 5, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the McKimmon Center in Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, but registration is required. You can get the details at the following web address. https://www.nchdhhs.gov/2023-assistive-technology-expo/open. Please share this information. And on Tuesday, October 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon, HIMS National Account Manager Earl Harrison will conduct a workshop on HIMS blindness and low vision product at the Raleigh offices of the North Carolina AT program, located at 3080 Hammond Business Place, number 101, Raleigh, NC 27603. Earl will be exhibiting the Assistive Technology Expo at McKimmon Center on October 5th. However, he wanted to offer a more in-depth demonstration and hands-on opportunity than you might be able to get on the exhibit floor. Products covered will be the HIMS Braille productivity devices such as the Braille Sense 6 and Q Braille XL. Go Vision Pro magnifier and the new Sense Player book reader and multimedia player recorder. If you're able to attend, please RSVP Earl at earle@himsinc.com or contact him by phone at 512-914-1925. FEMA schedules nationwide EAS test for October 4. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, will conduct a nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System, EAS, and Wireless Emergency Alerts, WEA, this fall. The national test will consist of two portions, testing WEA and EAS capabilities. Both tests are scheduled to begin at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, October 4. The EAS portion of the test will be sent to radios and televisions. This will be the seventh nationwide EAS test. The WEA portion of the test will be directed to all consumer cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The test message will display in either English or Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. FEMA and the FCC are coordinating with EAS participants, wireless providers, emergency managers, and other stakeholders in preparation for this national test to minimize confusion and to maximize the public safety value of the test. The purpose of the October 4 test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective means of warning the public about emergencies, particularly those on a national level. In case the October 4 test is postponed due to widespread severe weather or other significant events, the backup testing date is October 11. This year, the EAS message will be disseminated as a Common Alerting Protocol, CAP. That kind of a message via the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, Open Platform for Emergency Networks, known as IPAWS-Open. All wireless phones should receive the message only once. WEA alerts are created and sent by authorized federal, state, local, and tribal, as well as territorial government agencies through IPAWS to participating wireless providers, which deliver the alerts to compatible handsets in geo-targeted areas. To help ensure that these alerts are accessible to the entire public, including people with disabilities, the alerts are accompanied by a unique tone and vibration. The Governor Moorhead School will be holding a luxury and exotic car show with Carolina Exotic Car Club on Thursday, October 26th from 5:15 to 6:45 p.m. outside of Lineberry Hall. If you're interested in really nice cars, this might be a fun event. Are you interested in rock climbing? Para Cliffhangers, P-A-R-A-C-L-I-F-F-H-A-N-G-E-R-S, all one word. Well, it's a nonprofit organization that fosters community adventure, strength, and equity through adaptive rock climbing. PCH, as it's known, hosts groups at climbing gyms across the country, and we are excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to help build a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to, as we say, get on the wall. We'll also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way needed. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, www.paracliffhangers.org. Click on Sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. The local Facebook page is available by clicking on the link in your copy of this newsletter. The gym address is 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400 in Durham, North Carolina, 27713. And would you like to be a volunteer with Paracliff Hangers? If you are Belay certified, or know someone who is, and interested in volunteering your time to support our climbing clinics, please complete a form with Paracliff Hangers to sign up, and we'll follow up with you. check their website for the form. Save the date. Join the Governor Moorhead Foundation on November 2nd for the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be an evening filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. Join an Italian dinner catered by Amedeo starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by musical performances by GMS students and a silent auction of gift items and services that have been donated by local businesses and organizations. All proceeds will benefit the school. The evening will take place on the GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite for $35 each. For more information, visit our website or contact Francisco Chavez, GMF Board President at Chavez, Chavez, at RaleighConsulting.com. Beep ball. Nope, that's beep kickball demonstration and tournament. There will be a Beep Kickball charity event on Sunday, October 22, from 2 until 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus, 4301 Columbus Club Drive in Raleigh. Attendees should bring lawn chairs for seating. There will be a demonstration at 2 p.m., and the tournament begins at 3 p.m. Spectators are free. There is a $10 donation per player. Blind and visually impaired players are being recruited to play, and sponsorship opportunities and vendor tables are available. Register to play at 919-594-0214 or follow at Hardbody Sports on Facebook. You can send an email to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at insightfulvisionaries.org. Now, some recipes, and they're guaranteed to bowl you over. Homemade beef lo mein. The ingredients for this will be some chuck roast, broccoli crowns, carrots thinly sliced, oil, 2 to 3 tablespoons of cornstarch. Fresh lo mein noodles. Find these in the refrigerated section at an Asian grocery store. Or you can also use spaghetti noodles and cook them according to the package before putting it in the stir fry. 2 teaspoons of sesame oil, 2 teaspoons of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of ginger minced, 3 tablespoons of oyster sauce, 2 tablespoons of hoisin sauce, and 2 tablespoons of sweet soy sauce. Here are the directions. Thinly slice the beef into strips and mix them well in a bowl with cornstarch. Set it aside. Cut your veggies and have them all ready for cooking. Mix oyster sauce, hoisin sauce, sweet soy sauce, sesame oil, salt, pepper in a bowl and set it aside. Heat the pan until smoking slightly on a medium-high heat and add a couple of tablespoons of oil. Cook and sear the beef for about 3 to 5 minutes. Take the beef out of the pan and set it aside. Add 2 tablespoons of oil, the garlic, ginger, and all the vegetables to the pan and stir fry on medium heat until tender. Add the noodles and the beef back to the pan and mix well from the bottom up for about a minute. Then cover the pan for a couple of minutes. Add sauce mixture to the pan and mix well and stir fry for another minute. And here's the best part. It says plate and enjoy. And boy, I'll bet you can, because that one sounds good. Well, now we're going to try something a little different here. Parmesan baked pork chops. Your ingredients will be 4 boneless pork chops, 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, 1 cup of Italian breadcrumbs, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. Your instructions are to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Next, line a baking sheet with parchment paper or foil for easier cleanup. in a shallow bowl, combine the grated Parmesan cheese, Italian breadcrumbs, garlic powder, salt, and pepper. Pat the pork chops dry with a paper towel to remove any excess moisture. Then drizzle them with olive oil and rub it evenly over both sides. Dip each pork chop into the Parmesan breadcrumb mixture, pressing down firmly to ensure the coating sticks to the meat. Place the coated pork chops on the prepared baking sheet and bake them for 40 to 45 minutes or until the internal temperature reaches 145 degrees. And here's an option for a crispier crust. You can finish the pork chops under the broiler for an initial 2 to 3 minutes. And once cooked, remove the pork chops from the oven and let them rest for 5 minutes before serving. And did I mention there's 1 cup of Italian breadcrumbs in the among the ingredients list? I think I may have missed that, but I'm not sure. But you'll need it. The last thing in today's reading is the bowling schedule through October. Bowling on September 29. Bowl on October 6, 13, and 20. The SBBA tournament October 27 through 29. And finally, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale will be held on November 3rd. So there you go. That's it, folks. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader for the North Carolina Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.